Welcome to the City Point Church podcast. Thanks for joining us. Every day is an opportunity to take hold of. So we hope this message inspires you and builds your faith, that it helps you have more of a God perspective for your day. Enjoy.
Hands together for the team. Absolutely amazing. You know, this is a season often celebrated for holidays, time to get with family. And all those things are amazing. We all look forward to those things, don't we? Having time off work. But the reality is this season is actually about a child that was born. And that child was and is Jesus Christ. Amen. And that child, you know, he lived a life that was spotless and clean. And what makes the life of Jesus so powerful is that Jesus is the only human being that has ever had the power and the authority to forgive sins. This is why the life, you know, the cross experience, that was common back then. It's not that the cross was a worse death than anybody else or anything like that. It was what the cross represented was redemption for humanity, for the forgiveness of sins. And that's just the truth of it, you know. Scripture says that he is the way, the truth, and life. Jesus said those words. And what those words actually mean is that when we find Jesus in our life, in our world, we then learn what the way to live is. We then learn what the truth of living is actually all about. You know, I've been a Christian my whole life. I'm 40 years old, so 40 years. And living this amount of years on planet Earth, the thing that I've noticed is most people are still trying to discover what truth is. What truth is? Why am I here? Why do I exist? Why was I even born? You know, and then when we go through troubles in our life, that question is more evident and more on the forefront, isn't it? And so we are looking for truth. But here's the thing is Jesus said that he is the truth. And when we discover Jesus in our life, we then learn the purpose of living. We then learn why we were created. See, here's the thing is there isn't one person in this room today that doesn't have a purpose for your life. There is no such thing as a human being on earth that just comes to just exist, just to live out 80 plus years and then for that to be over. No such thing, because God fearfully and wonderfully made you. He designed you. And when he did that, he implanted seeds inside of you. And so you might be here today and you don't know what those seeds are. You've never seen those seeds. You know, I understand that every person at some point in their age, generally when we're young, has a dream. I understand that most of us think we're invincible. Or was I the only one that was like that as a boy? I thought I could be Superman. I thought I'd fly. I know many people have those dreams. But I think it's this. I think that we are born with such a purpose that there is a thing inside of us that says we can do anything. And if you've ever had that feeling, that's because God has a purpose for your life. He is truth. He is truth for you. He is the way. You learn how to work out this living when you give your life to God and you follow the ways of Jesus or the scriptures, because they teach you the way to live and they teach you how to discover the truth of who God is and your life is. And he says that he is the life. You know, what I love about Jesus is he doesn't just fill us with funny feelings or good thoughts about ourselves, but he actually breathes life into us. You know, from the book of Genesis in the Bible, it said that the Spirit came and breathed into humanity and life came. And something that I've learned is that sometimes I need my life to be breathed in. The older I get, I need more breath of God in my life, and you might experience that. You might be here today and you've been wondering the purpose for your life and you just need the breath of God back. He is life. He will give you life today. And what's great about all of this is it just requires faith. Just requires your faith. You don't have to sign up to a church. We don't have a register that you sign up to. You know, we don't have anything like that in our church. You know, because God's not looking for you to do the right thing. He already knows that we can't do the right thing. So what he did is he sent his son to cover us. And that's what Jesus, the message of Christmas and the life of Jesus is all about. Can I tell you today, you have never sinned so bad that God will choose to not forgive you. You have never sinned so bad that you're unforgivable. Because love will cover a multitude of sins. That's what the Bible says. And the love of Jesus today is in this room. And He wants to cover your life today. And so what I'm going to do in just a moment, I'm going to give you an opportunity. If you don't know Jesus in this place, I'm going to give you the opportunity to give your life to Him, to make that life-altering decision. This is the moment in your life that will change everything. I've done this before. It's the best decision you'll ever make. COVID has taught us something, hasn't it? I think it's taught us many things. One thing is that having everything isn't the answer. It goes like that, doesn't it? You know, the GFC came and, you know, financial crisis. Then the coronavirus came and wiped out health and brought fear and all the rest that it brought. There is nothing but Jesus that is a solid foundation for our lives. Jesus has never stopped loving us. He has never stopped loving you, even when you've rejected Him. How good is that? Even when you reject Him, He's still there, arms open, because that's what love is, and He is love. So church, can I ask that everybody in this place right now, can we just close our eyes? Just want to make a moment. If you're here and you're listening to this and you're like, there could be two things here today. One is you feel disconnected. You feel like, you know what, I'm listening to you, Pastor Gray, and I'm just not living out this reality that He is my way, He is my truth, and He has given me life. And I'm not living that out. So that might be you today, but you also might be here and you've never, ever taken this step to give your heart to God. Maybe you've never heard this message before. You thought Christmas was about shopping centers and spending money. If you've never given your heart to God before, or you want to rededicate your life to God right now, every eye is closed. Could you just boldly lift your hand just so I know who I'm about to pray with? I see that hand at the back there. Thank you, sir. Is there anyone else here this morning you'd like to give your life to God? I'm just going to wait a moment because this is the best thing we could ever do in our lives. I see that hand over there as well. Thank you very much. Thank you, Lord God. Just going to look around one more time. Just be really bold. No one can see you. Just God, me. And I see your hand there, sir, as well. Thank you, Lord God. This is what we're going to do. I'm going to pray right now. I'm looking for a hand to go up. God doesn't care about your hand. He's looking for your heart to open up. And you've just done that. Many, many other people might have done that as well. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to pray right now. And I would like love you to treat this like your first prayer as a Christian here today. And just receive my prayer on your behalf. Father God, we just want to thank you for sending your son Jesus. Today we celebrate with singing and just heaps of fun in this place. But Father, we don't want to look past what the significance of the life of Jesus means for each one of us. And today people have opened their hearts. And Father, as they have, I just pray that you would come and strengthen them. I don't care how young or how old they are, you are still their amazing God here today. And I just thank you for the forgiveness of sins. Father God, as the enemy might try and make us feel guilty from our past, Father, today we look forward to a new life with purpose that you have given us. And Father, I just pray that they would all have a sense of victory in this place today. As their head lifts the pillow tomorrow morning, they wake up as a child of God, a son or a daughter of God. And we thank you for that. We thank you, Jesus, that you wash us today with your blood and your resurrection power. We thank you and we honor you. We honor you for that. In Jesus' mighty name. And we all said, amen, amen. Can we put our hands together one more time for those people? So good.